Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
I want to welcome all of y'all to the first episode. Yes, it is. It's the first episode of the Villains Lounge, and we're going to jump right into the news for the weekend. There's a lot that happened. So on Friday night, SmackDown, we had Cody stepping aside for The Rock, and ever since then, the fans have been going off the chain. You know, you have some people that like it, some people that don't. The video that, you know, the WWE video of that SmackDown segment has gotten tons of backlash and tons of dislikes, like hundreds of thousands, where the likes have only been about 74, maybe could have hit 100,000. I'm not sure yet, but it's been dragging. And so, you know, there's rumors that, you know, he'll finish his story, and rumors of Rock wanting to win, and that this was, you know, set in stone when he signed his contract. And there's just all kinds of things floating around, you know, that he's a franchise killer. It's crazy. But the question is, what are they going to do with all these fans letting it be known? And then you put in the fact that, you know, they're doing this to possibly, and from what I hear, to take off the heat that they already got with the Vince allegations, which will lead me into the next news story of Vince being looked at by authorities for criminal charges for his allegations. And hey, look, if that's what it is, it is what it is. Cha-ching. So, which then brings me to his ex-friend turned rat, turned victim, Johnny Ace. And, you know, his lawyer put out a statement that truth will out. Like I said, I'm paraphrasing on that. Truth will out, and that his friends will stand by his side or something to that effect. And last time I checked, he didn't have any friends. So good luck with that, Johnny. I mean, in my opinion, bruh, I doubt it. But hey, that's just me. So now it brings me to my end of the segment, and now it's time for this, and this is going to be my favorite, and this one is going to be, somebody please take Tony Khan's phone away from him. And so this segment will probably be whatever he decides to tweet, and what he tweeted today was, it's a clear case of industrial espionage. It's a clear case of industrial espionage. Do you even know what espionage is? Do you know what even industrial is? Put the phone down, Tony. Put it down. So, with that being said, that ends our news for the day. And we'll jump into a quick collision rundown because I didn't watch it. So, here we go. We got the Continental Crown Championship proxy grudge match or gauge match with Eddie Kingston versus the Bounty Hunter, Brian Keith, and Kingston retains by pinfall. Daniel Bryan versus someone from CMLL, and Danielson wins by pinfall. Hook versus two guys, I have no idea who they are, outrunners, out something, out the closet, I don't know. And Hook won by submission. He beat two guys, and yeah, whatever. And then Queen Amanaya versus Serena Deeb. I totally butchered that poor lady's name. I'm so sorry. Deeb gets the win by submission. And then Swerve talked about his number one contendership. I know there was other backstage stuff, but who cares? And he talked about, you know, him and Paige, Dynamite, number one contender to Joe's title. Red Velvet versus Vert Vixen. Vert Vixen, that's a real name. Vert Vixen. Okay. Vert Vixen. And yeah, Velvet gets the W. And the main event was the Patriarchy versus Garcia and FTR, with Garcia picking up the victory. So now let's go on to the Vengeance Day review. And you know, I'll try to get through this as soon as possible. So, or as fast as possible. So it started off with the Dusty Cup finals. it will be Corbin and Breaker versus Hayes and Williams, and solid match. Give it a, I'll give it like 2.5 axe handles. Very solid, fun. The boys did it. The winners were Corbin and Breaker. They are your 2024 Dusty Cup final winners. And then they went into Dijak versus Gacy in a no DQ match. These guys killed each other. Let's just put it like that. That table spot was crazy. It was nuts. It was all over the place. But Dijak picks up the win with Gacy smiling like a psycho. And then there was a 6-person tag. Oh, and that one, that gets 1.5 axe handles. The 6-person tag with the family versus OTM. The family comes out, you know, with the victory. It was not that bad. OTM looked strong. I'll give it 2 axe handles. The NXT Women's Championship match, Perez versus Valkyria for the NXT Women's Championship. That was a pretty solid match, pretty good. And then it turned to a triple threat where the breakout tournament, females tournament winner, oh gosh, what is her name? I totally forgot her name right now. But yeah, she came in. I'm horrible. First day doing this. And I already messed up somebody's name. But who cares? We're going to keep on moving. So with that being said, you know, made it a triple threat match. It was a crazy back and forth. It was nuts. And Valkyria was able to pick up the victory. And then we had Dragon Lee versus the NXT North American champion, Obafemi. And yeah, that was, even though the boy is green, it was pretty solid. It looked good. And I'll give that one, I'll give that one 1.5 axe handles. Women's match, still get 2 axe handles. Femi won by pinfall. Great, strong look. And then the main event saw the NXT championship with Trick Williams pulling double duty as the challenger against Ilya Dragunov. And from out the gate, dude, blood everywhere. They just tried to maim each other and kill each other. And in the end, Dragunov was able to retain and get that victory when they came colliding with the knees and the missile. And hey, look, you know, Trick gave it his all. It was a very solid match. I definitely give that 3 axe handles. Definitely worth the look and watch. And then at the end, you had Carmelo Hayes finally turn on Trick Williams. To blame the fans, blame everybody, that it's their fault that he turned. So, there you go, the review for NXT Vengeance Day for February 4th, 2024. And, hey, that was the Villains Lounge. So, I appreciate y'all watching, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.